Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, morning. We are going to top out today at 77? Really?
I love it.
So weird. That's going to be tough to deal with. Anyway, yeah, we're at, let's see, we're at 60 right now. Before I get to the texting ban BS.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'm going to save this story for next segment.
Okay.
Because this is just too good. Okay, so texting ban. It passed last night at the city council, 7-0. It will, what does it really mean? Okay, the language in the ordinance says, no person may operate or be in actual physical control of a motor vehicle while using an electronic communication device to compose, read, or send an electronic message when the vehicle is in motion or a part of traffic. Now, one might argue that, you know, if you recorded a voice memo, you could send that. But so, is that the same thing? Okay, well, now you're starting to split hairs. What the electronic message is defined as? A self-contained piece of digital communication that is designed or intended to be transmitted between two physical devices. An electronic message includes, but is not limited to, email, a text message, an instant message, and a command or request to access a World Wide Web page, www, or other data that uses a commonly recognized electronic communications protocol.
Okay, but what about the GPS on your phone?
Well, GPS is not an electronic message. Therefore, legal.
Okay. Because I use my GPS on my phone quite often.
Yes. Now, if you are... if you're punching in an address while you're driving and you get a texting while driving ticket, I'm sorry, I don't care. I don't have any sympathy for you.
Right.
Pull over and put in the address.
Right.
Not going to have any sympathy.
Usually you have that before you take off.
Yeah, normally, yeah.
Usually.
But, you know, there will be times where it won't happen because I've had the urge to do it on the GPS. I have like a Garmin in one of our cars, and I do have saved addresses. I don't usually punch in a full address. I'll punch in like a saved favorite or whatever.
Right.
Which is just like two buttons.
But
and then I'm there.
They are saying, though, that GPSs are no longer included.
GPS not included. So, there you go.
Okay.
Now, is this law completely and utterly redundant? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can already get a ticket for careless driving.
Which, that would be included.
I would think that would be included.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they wanted to adapt the careless driving ordinance, which, well, this is city only. It's not statewide.
Right.
Careless driving is a state law.
Right.
So I guess that's probably why, but it still seems kind of redundant. If someone's texting while driving, give them a careless driving ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get the big guy who does the drinking and driving ads to say, if you text and drive, we are going to get you. Ka-chung. Jail door slam shut.
It was a nice commercial.
Have you seen the TV commercials with that guy?
Mm-mm.
Where it's like the cop pulls the guy over in the car and he rolls it down and martini and olives come flowing out of the car window. Haven't you ever seen those?
I don't think so.
Or the guy with the motorcycle helmet on. He's got beer up over his eyes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
yeah,
then he
yeah.
opens the lid and it all runs out.
I have seen that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, they could do the same thing with texting.
They could.
You know.
And a whole bunch of cell phones come out of the door.
I have seen people on motorcycles text. I don't know how the hell they do it. I don't know how you even would like deal with a phone on a motorcycle. It's kind of a two-handed operation.
Yeah.
In the city.
Yeah.
On the highway, I kind of get it, but not really there either. I would never. I'm afraid to take one hand off the handlebars.
I would be frightened. Yeah.
I mean, you could the left when you're on the highway because that's just the clutch hand.
Right. But wow.
Yeah. I don't get that. But oh, yeah.
There's some controversy about it on Twitter I've been reading.
Oh,
too.
I'm sure, yeah. But anyway, so GPS on phone. Hey, just program it before you leave. It won't be a problem. Okay?
Got it.
That's all you got to do. Just don't program it in. Don't punch the address in when you leave. So there you go. Some other things I think they should ban while they're in a banning mood.
Oh, goody.
Women driving with a cell phone within arm's reach of the steering wheel.
You trying to make everybody mad this
morning?
No,
I'm not.
Mm.
I'm just telling it like it is.
Okay.
Because every time I see someone who's at a stop sign or a stoplight and they're not going because they're on a cell phone, it's a woman every time.
Not always true.
I haven't seen a guy do it. Okay. Usually guys aren't paying attention to the talker. They're driving.
Right.
That's what happens to me when I'm on the phone driving and talking, not texting, talking.
Right.
I'll be like, I'm going to stop. I'm in traffic. I got to go. You know?
Yeah.
It happened just yesterday coming home from daycare. Some chick at a stop sign. Stop sign.
Not a light.
Not a light. Just sitting there. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Busy talking to another chick in a car who's not driving, talking on her cell phone. I'm not being sexist. I'm not saying women can't drive, but they can't talk and drive at the same time on a phone.
Mm-hmm.
We should also ban smart cars.
Why?
They're cute in the summer, but in the winter, they're just a roller skate on with an engine looking for a place to crash.
It could be bad.
We should also ban zombies since we're banning texting.
Zombies are not real.
They're not real, but a ban on zombies would be just as enforceable as a ban on texting and driving. So
that's true.
Let's ban zombies just in case.
Okay.
Then they'll be illegal. Common sense was banned long ago. Other things I think we should ban. Showering on Fridays.
Oh.
There's a stage 2 water emergency, people.
Yeah, there is.
We should ban TV stations from bragging about their HD.
Now in HD.
First in HD. No one cares who was first or who cares if it's full HD. Just fix your teleprompters and we'll be happy. Sheesh. Some other laws that would be equally redundant. How about a seatbelt law for motorcyclists?
Okay. Yeah. Where would you put it? Like a lap belt?
You wouldn't want a seatbelt. If you're in an accident on a motorcycle, you want to be thrown free.
Gotcha.
You don't want to be anywhere near the bike.
Yes.
How about frenemy crimes?
Frenemy crimes.
You know, like hate crimes, except you murdered them because you didn't like them, but you didn't really hate them either. Frenemy crime. Helmet laws for tricycles and big wheels.
Oh, yes.
Well, you could get in an accident.
For some kids, though, it might be necessary.
Oh, there's probably one or two. You're right. Maybe that one isn't as sarcastic as I thought. And finally, the punch yourself in the face law.
Oh, punch yourself in the face.
You're not allowed to punch yourself in the face. But if you punch yourself in the ear, listening to politicians, that would probably lead to a Supreme Court case about whether or not ears are part of the face.
Okay.
Are they part of the face?
I think so.
They're part of the head. I don't think they're part of the face.
Hmm.
I think the face ends at the side of your eyes. That's just me.
I think it ends.
Okay, I'm off the soapbox. News is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 722. It is 70, or it's going to be 77 today. 60 right now. Twins won 18-9, by the way, yesterday.
Whew.
There was a...
Craziness.
A lot of scoring going on. It kind of looked like a slow pitch softball game into the innings. They put up 7 runs in one inning and 10 in another.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a little brutal to watch. I actually got bored with it.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
I suppose.
Playing slow pitch softball is a lot of fun. Watching it's not so much fun.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's kind of what the game looked like. But anyway.
Gotcha.
So, nobody likes to have loud crying babies on their flight.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes parents of newborns need to get somewhere there. What are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
You should do what this couple did.
Okay.
It's brilliant.
All right.
It's genius and it's incredibly nice. The names of these people were not given. This is just something that showed up on Reddit.
Okay.
From one of the people who received the gift. They were on a cross-country flight with 14-week-old twin boys.
Oh, little babies.
Yeah. 14-week-old, and they had to take this cross-country flight last Sunday, and they realized that people would not be happy to see them.
Probably
what they
not.
Do, when they boarded, the parents handed out little bags of candy to the other people on the plane. The bags also had a note, supposedly written by the baby boys. It said, quote, "Hello, we're twin baby boys on our first flight. We'll try to be on our best behavior, but we'd like to apologize in advance in case we lose our cool."
Aw.
And the note goes on. You can see a picture of the note in the bag of candy at hot1047.com. It was such a cute idea. And
they had earplugs
and
stuff too,
earplugs
right?
also. Yeah. If they wanted earplugs, part of the note said, just stop by. We're in seats 20E and 20F, and we'd be happy to give you a pair of earplugs.
It's pretty nice of them. And I'm glad that they thought about how awful that could be for the other passengers.
What a brilliant way of dealing with it. You're going to diffuse anybody's anger from that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they knew they were going to irritate people, so they gave us candy and earplugs.
That's really cute. I'm looking at the bag. It's got some Jolly Ranchers.
It's up.
And
you can see the photo of the note and everything and the whole story at hot1047.com. It's such a great idea.
So cute.
Although I think I mistyped the headline and put 14-month-old.
Oh,
no, I didn't. I left that out of the headline, so
yeah,
we're good. Okay. That's what it was going to be. Anyway, The Voice returns for an all-new season Monday at 7 on KDLT. Now, we're getting you ready for the show by giving stuff away. We're playing Finish the Lyric. We did it yesterday. Marshall was horribly embarrassed, but he got himself a $100 iTunes gift card.
I even seen him tweet about it afterwards.
Yeah. So you could get that. Grand prize we'll give away on Monday, iPod Touch and a pair of Beats Studio over-the-ear headphones that you could use on a plane instead of little foam earplugs.
You could
have those over your ears and no more screaming babies.
Mm-hmm.
You're just party rocking. So if you want to play Finish the Lyric, you have to sing it. That's the unfortunate part.
Yeah, you have to sing. We didn't say you had to be good. We're not going to judge you on that.
No, we're not going to judge quality.
But it has to be...
Lyrical accuracy.
Yes.
Is the only thing you are judged on.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are the... I got the two clips ready, and I forgot to put them in front of me on my screen.
Oh.
The clips are ready.
All right. I'm glad that you got it that far.
Yeah, well, at least I have the clips ready. I'm not completely unprepared. Just partially unprepared. Anyway, so here is the clip. This is the lyric you have to finish. This one, I think it's going to be a little tougher today.
Okay.
But here is the clip. I'm playing it only once. Do not ask to have it played again. And you only have to give me the next line.
All right. The next line after that.
It's from Gnarls Barkley, Crazy. Here is the lyric you have to finish.
Come on.
Ooh.
Finish it. 361-5557. Good luck.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 741. We got to get you a number to crack the vault on Friday. What day is it? Wednesday. So we got one more number to give out tomorrow. 22 is the number today. Thank you, Nate. Nate's been on the ball.
He's the whole awesome.
For a while.
Yeah.
So 22 is the number today. Know all three on Friday. You could win a $50 party tab to the vault. Up at hot1047.com, I posted a very cute photo gallery of my daughter, Jackie. She's 4 years old. And she got a hold of mom's camera. And this is something that's been going on for a while. My wife said she has over 200 photos that Jackie has taken with the camera that she's saved in a folder on her computer. The only problem is I would have posted more, but her computer's broke right now. We got to get it fixed.
Yeah, so you don't know where
I can't get them off her hard drive. But I posted the ones that she took most recently. And yes, she's a total chick in the photos. They're mostly pictures of herself, except for one of the TV.
A duck face.
There is one duck face.
Mm-hmm.
That one is picture 5 of 11.
There was a comment on our hot Facebook that says, love how she gets better at taking them as she goes.
Yeah.
She even tried to find the best angle.
Yeah.
Well, it's something that us women learn. We learn which angle, which side is better.
By the way,
for example, this side is better than this side.
One other thing, too, with our new website, you can just leave a comment. If you're logged into Facebook and go to our website,
mm-hmm.
you can just leave a comment through Facebook right there. It's pretty slick.
On our website. That's pretty awesome.
So you don't have to, because we never got many comments before because it sucked because you had to,
Log in.
You had to log into our website. You don't have to do that anymore. If you're just already in Facebook, which most people are a lot of the time anyway, you can just leave a comment there because you're already logged into Facebook and boom.
Cool.
So, all right. Now, this story is either incredibly romantic or it's the worst thing ever. I'm not sure which. 30-year-old Alexei Bykov is a wealthy businessman in Omsk, Russia.
Russia.
And he wanted to propose to his girlfriend. And apparently he didn't think wealthy was good enough to guarantee that she would say yes. So Alexei decided to stage his own fake death.
He did what?
Yeah.
He faked his death.
Yeah. To show his girlfriend Irina how sad she'd be without him, and then propose. Here's what he did. He told her to meet him on a street at a certain time, and then he hired actors, a stuntman, a makeup artist, and a screenwriter, and a director to stage a massive accident to make it look like he died in a car accident. When Irina got there, she saw ambulances, wrecked cars, smoke, and debris everywhere. She also saw Alexei lying on the street covered in blood. A fake paramedic told her he was dead, and she immediately broke down devastated. At that point, Alexei jumped up and proposed.
I would punch him in the face.
She said yes, but did say she thought about, quote, killing him for real for pulling that stunt.
I would punch him in the face.
It's kind of romantic, though.
No, I don't really find that one romantic.
A little bit.
Normally, I would be on board for doing something really different and unique for the proposal, but...
It's memorable.
Yeah, but he just devastated her.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you're talking about like probably the two most overwhelming emotions to go through in like a minute time span. Like remember when we did the hypnosis when you said all three things at the same time
yeah.
and I went to sensory overload?
Yeah,
it's like the same thing there. You would be going from devastation to. Oh my God, the love of my life just died.
Would you have said yes? That's the question.
I would punch him in the face first.
Would you say
and
yes?
And then I probably would, but I would be pretty ticked off about it.
I would like to know, ladies, would you say yes to this proposal? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot104.7, Andy and Mel, 753. It is 60 right now. We're going to top out at 77. We had some thunderstorms blow through last night, but Sioux Falls itself got like zero rain.
I got some rain at my house.
Yeah, well, you're south of town.
Yeah.
There was a big thunder boomer went through. I was watching the radar last night, like hoping we'd get rain.
Mm-hmm.
And the area got rain, but the National Weather Service out at Joe Foss Field reported zero precipitation.
Crazy.
It got windy. I don't know if it's sprinkled or not. I don't know. I didn't look out the window. But I was looking at the radar. I'm like, great. A nice little Sioux Falls sized hole in the storm.
It was pretty nasty at my house, too. It totally like blew my lawn.
Yeah, there was some damage and stuff.
Chairs and stuff. And
yeah, it was
really quick. And then it was done.
And got some rain. I mean, the city itself, we need lots of rain north of here is what we need.
Yes.
To fill up the river again.
Right. Agreed.
So I can go back to watering my lawn when we don't get rain here in town. Which I can't do except on Mondays.
I get to water. I watered my lawn literally all night last night.
With orange water.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. This story about the guy who faked his death as a proposal.
Oh.
Had a paramedic tell his girlfriend that he died. Or a fake paramedic, an actor. I'm just wondering if this is the... If you would have been proposed this way... Fake death, like actors, makeup, the whole nine. He's laying, the groom-to-be is laying in the middle of the street.
Dead.
Covered in fake blood. And she walks up and is seeing this, and the paramedic tells her that he's dead. And then he pops up and proposes, will you marry me?
I would punch him! Like, it makes me angry just thinking about that scenario if I was in it.
Text from 8253 says, not romantic, I would have kicked his ass.
Yeah, not cool.
Now, would you say yes is the question. Would you have said yes to the proposal?
I would have still said yes, but I would have been pretty unhappy about the whole thing.
A text from 7555, terrible. Think about all the people who truly lose their spouses. If I loved them, I may say yes. Definitely not that day. I would be so mad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it. Let's see here. Cassie's on the phone. How are you, Cassie?
Doing all right.
So would you say yes to this proposal?
I'm kind of with Mel. I would punch him in the freaking face.
Mm-hmm.
I would, because I have almost lost my fiance right after we got engaged.
Yeah.
For real. And that was unbelievable. If he would have done something like that for our proposal, I would have punched him in the face. I would have said yes.
Well, consider,
I love him more than anything, but I would have punched him in the face.
Well, considering that you almost lost him, that would be very, very cruel.
It would be.
But, I mean, this is just kind of out of the blue. And
Yeah, but walking there and then seeing him,
it's still very, very cruel. I know.
And you're told he's dead.
Yeah.
And
then he would not be cool.
Wakes up from the dead and he's alive and then says, "Oh, by the way, will you marry me?" You're like, listen to your jerk face.
I probably honestly would have made him do it again, though. I would have said yes.
Do over?
Yeah. Major do over.
A temporary no.
Yeah, that's like a temporary no, like, you're a jackass. Do it again, and yeah. I'll say yes for real.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Cassie.
Thanks. But, bye.
Yeah, I. If you said no at the time, if you gave it a no for now, do-over, I totally understand. Now, and I'm laughing at this not because I think it's truly funny in and of itself. I'm kind of laughing at the stupidity of this guy. I do not think this was a good idea. I don't. It's interesting and like, memorable.
I like that it's unique, and I appreciate that part of it. That's the only thing that I've given him props for.
Yeah, he definitely tried hard.
Other than that, I would be like, you better do it again, dude. Yeah. I do believe I had to say that when I got proposed to.
Mel has orange water at her house, and it's not her hair dye rubbing off. We'll explain that coming up. Hang on.
1047.com.